A four-stage mindfulness practice. Sitting now on a chair or cushion, you can choose to close your eyes or keep them open. If open, then just gaze unfocused at a point that's comfortable for you. Spend a moment checking your posture. Aim for an upright posture without overly straining your body. Gently adjust the position of your pelvis, your back, your shoulders, neck, and head. It might help to imagine a thread gently lifting you up from the crown of your head, gently lengthening your spine. Notice the action of gravity on your body. Perhaps feeling pressure on the soles of your feet or on your bottom where it is supported by the chair or cushion. Now, open your awareness to the whole of your body. Slowly use your attention to scan the body. Noticing what attracts your attention. And if it feels right, find some simple words to label the sensation. Uncomfortable, for example, or pleasant. For areas of the body absent of sensation, you might just say neutral or faint sensation. If it's an uncomfortable feeling, then notice your reaction. Experiment with being curious rather than simply pushing it away. Practice in this way now for a few minutes. Now begin to narrow your attention to the sensation of breathing as you feel it in your body. Check out if there are areas of the body where it is especially noticeable. It might be at the nostrils as the air comes in, or in the throat or chest, or it might be in the belly as it rises and falls. Now choose one area and rest your attention there. Now begin to pay attention to your breathing cycle. See what it's like to hold your attention there for a full in-breath and for a full out-breath, perhaps noticing the pauses in between each breath. There's no need to change your breathing or control it in any way. Just let your breath take its own path. It might be deep, shallow, uneven, or frequently changing. Just try and follow it with your attention, however it is. Stay with the breath for a while now, and as ever, if your attention wanders, note where it went and gently escort it back to the flow of the breath. When you feel ready, let go of the focus on the breath. And now, not choosing any particular focus, allow your awareness to expand and take in the whole landscape of your experience in this moment. As best you can, simply rest in open awareness, being awake to what you apprehend moment by moment. As well as sensations in the body, begin to include sounds, thoughts, feelings or emotions. Sometimes they might be a torrent, sometimes a gentle stream. Not seeking anything, holding on to anything, or analyzing anything. Simply sitting in stillness, noticing this flow, noticing how things snag our attention, practicing letting go over and over. If you feel you're getting lost, then return your focus to the breath to steady yourself. And when you feel able, broaden your awareness again to whatever is presenting itself in this moment. Now steady your attention by bringing it back to the breath, however it may be. Take a moment to reflect on your experience during this practice. Were there points where self-criticism came to the fore? Perhaps you judged yourself as a terrible meditator, someone with no willpower. Perhaps you felt pleased with yourself. Or perhaps you had no thoughts about yourself at all. Try to just acknowledge these thoughts without giving them undue weight or importance, letting them go as best you can. See now if you can give some credit to yourself for taking the time to practice, for taking the time to care for yourself, and to develop your capacity to be mindful in your life and relationships. If you feel able, try repeating these phrases to yourself silently. May I find peace and well-being. May my family and friends be well. May all human beings be well. Notice how your mind and body reacts to these phrases as you say them. Let these thoughts and feelings go as best you can. May I find peace and well-being. May my family and friends be well. May all human beings be well. Repeat these phrases or relax into letting go into self-acceptance as best you can. A bell will ring at the end of this practice.